Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kong. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Wide outside of him. Now Renegade is called on. He's starting to make some headway. He's on the inside. We'll need to find some room, but he's very much in the thick of it as Growth Equity has taken the lead in 1:12 and 1/5 seconds. Growth Equity short lead. Chief Wallaby's making a big move from behind. Golden Tempo is coming along with Commandment as the field turns for home. On the inside, Growth Equity is just in front. Chief Wallaby comes to him. Out in the center of the racetrack, Commandment's running a giant race. Renegade in between and Golden Tempo, Renegade, Commandment on the outside. Golden Tempo from last to first has to fend off Commandment in the final strides. Golden Tempo pulls away late. Golden Tempo has won the Belmont Stakes. Commandment ran lights out in second. Renegade was third. And Cherie DeVoe writes another chapter in her outstanding story.
Frank Miramati with the call of the 158th Belmont Stakes yesterday on Fox Sports. What an absolutely incredible day, not just for New York, not just for Saratoga, not just for the Belmont Stakes, but for racing. Just a tremendous day on television. We've got Frank Miramonte now, the voice of Saratoga, and of course Santa Anita taking time out of a very, very busy schedule to join us this morning. Hey, Frank, good morning. Congratulations on another touchdown, my friend. Just an absolutely great day, and you were absolutely at the top of the tree making things happen. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. You've been my supporter for so many years. I appreciate it so much. Thank you to all the fans and all those people that have given me chances to work. And, you know, you need the opportunity to be able to do it, and I'm just so grateful. It was an incredibly fulfilling day, and I'm just, you know, it's one of those things, completely exhausted, but it's exhausted in a good way. You know what I mean? It was just, that was such a great race. It was such an amazing couple of days of races. And other than missing Somerset West paying $6 somehow, it was fantastic to be on the East Coast.
Frank, six grade ones yesterday alone. I'm just looking at listed post times for yesterday, and obviously things got bumped back a little bit. Then they bumped the Belmont a little bit earlier because they were fearing rain, and justifiably so, it came late. But 11 a.m. Eastern was first post time, and 14th race post time yesterday at Saratoga, 8:02 Eastern time. I don't know how you do it. I mean, that is beyond a marathon. You started the week out on Wednesday, I think, with a two-mile steeplechase race. Frank, you really are just got to be running on fumes and hopefully a little adrenaline's left.
Oh, I'm ready for this card. My voice is shot, but it was yesterday. When I woke up, I couldn't even talk yesterday. There's so much chloroseptic. My throat was so numb by the Belmont Stakes. I just kept spraying that disgusting stuff in my mouth until I could finally talk. And I had hot tea. I mean, smelling salts, the whole brigade. And yesterday, I had to be on Fox and Friends at 9:30, so I actually had to be there a lot earlier than first post Eastern. So it was a long day, but look, this is what it's all about. You got to work. There are people working a lot harder than me. But, you know, the one thing is it's at the end of a week, and here's what I was saying to myself. You look up, and there's that 40 minutes to post for the Belmont. And, you know, I had some good calls. I had some not-so-good calls throughout. Thankfully, my worst calls were in races that were not grade ones and stuff. But but I was saying to myself right before the Belmont, I'm like, buddy, nothing matters. It's all about this. Like, at the end, it's, you know, there were 2 days. We're 27 races in for the 2 days. And, like, in the end, no one will remember anything other than the Belmont Stakes. So you just got to come with it. It's that simple. You got to stay calm and come with it. And, you know, the challenge for me in that race, and I was just thinking about it right now, like, what was the hardest part? Seth Klarman's Clarbit Stables had two horses in there. And obviously, I know who's who. But it's just something about those names that he has. They're all related to investments and things of that nature, growth equity, and things of that nature. And I just could not get those two names straight in my mind. I was petrified the whole race of saying the wrong name of those two. It's crazy the things that go through an announcer's mind. But he has so many horses with different words, market, and things pertaining to his massive wealth, that was the biggest challenge. But what a great race. The way it turned out, they fanned across the track. It was so exciting, and it was just an amazing moment in horse racing history.
It was.
And I got to call all three Belmonts at Saratoga. Believe me, my level of gratitude is a 10 out of 10. And let it be known that the voice of Santa Anita was able to go do that, and the greatest race place. And I'm just so happy to have that privilege, and I thank my bosses for being so understanding and supporting me, Nate Newby and everyone to the top, Aiden, the whole brigade. Thank you for supporting me and allowing me to make this memory in my life and be a part of such a great couple of days. There were some races for the ages over the last couple of days. Really
well,
nice.
No doubt about it. By the way, those two names you're talking about, Clarovich Stable, both of them trained by Chad Brown, Growth Equity and Emerging Market. I happen to have taken a little shot with Commandment. Johnny V, I mean, you watch that race, Frank. He race rode his assets off. He made it as tough on Jose Ortiz on the eventual winner Golden Tempo as he could. He kept trying to keep him in so he wouldn't have room to shift out and make his run. But, I mean, Golden Tempo is the best horse. Commandment ran a great race, but second best yesterday. In terms of performances, Frank, I mean, it's hard to separate who had the best performance on the day. What about Nisos and the Matt Mile Englishman? I mean, he equaled the track record for 7/8 in the grade one Woody Stevens and the reigning Eclipse champion sprinter Bookham Dano. I mean, he ran lights out. You called it, he wins with condescending ease, Frank. I mean, it was a day for the ages. I really mean that.
No, it really was. That was great because there was so much talk about Ben Tornado versus Bookham Dano. The Bookham, you know, Bookham Dano won the award, and now they get to meet. And I'm glad Ben Tornado got to the lead. Look, to me, it's always about this. May the best horse win. Speaking of Nisos, I just saw when I pulled in about an hour ago to Saratoga, Flavian Pratt pulled in, and I literally, you know, basically saluted him, bowed down. I go, what a ride on Nisos, man. I thought
Nisos
was done. I said to myself in my mind, like, I can't believe Nisos is done. Antiquarian's in very good form, and I think he ran a really good race because he doesn't want to be on the lead. I was shocked when he was on the lead going to the half-mile pole. And he's going to make some noise this year, I promise you. He's a nice animal. But when Nisos started dropping back, I was just shaking my head saying, how could this possibly happen to Nisos? But you know what? That was just a brilliant ride.
It was genius.
Allow him
genius.
To strut his stuff. But
yeah.
That, you know, that's why he wins the awards.
Yeah.
That's why he gets to ride the 3-5 shots. That's why the top barns want him, because the guy is just a phenom.
Well,
he is an all-time great already. And just that ride, I had to just salute him.
That's just Hall of Fame stuff.
He's just a confident guy. He's a
yep.
gentleman. He does all these interviews. Sometimes people ask stupid questions. He always handles it with class and dignity. He's fantastic, man. That was awesome to
Flavian Pratt on Nisos, who had the rail. I mean, he eased off a suicidal pace scenario there.
Yep.
And it was a ride for the ages. Baffert, after the race, you know, he doesn't beat his chest very much. But he said, you know, I've really thought this is the best older horse in the country. And, Frank, for whatever little it's worth, I agree with that. And we'll have to see what the rest of the year portends for this 5-year-old full horse by Nyquist, Nisos. He's absolutely something else. And, you know, a true testament to how great Forever Young is. Nisos was second, beat a link to him in the Saudi Cup, the $20 million Saudi Cup back on February 14th. We saw horses return from the Middle East and no bounce. They ran great. That is an absolute tribute to their respective horsemen. And, you know, in the case with Bookham Dano, it's Mr. Hawks, and he was asked about skipping the Breeders' Cup last year. He threw a little shade at the Del Mar situation, but he said he's all in for the sprint this year at Keeneland, Frank. And I got to say, I know the purists, the people that my colleagues in this business, when non-racing people do racing, they kind of look askance. I thought top to bottom, everybody did a great job. You know, Kurt Menefee was the lead talent, and he had Tom Amos and Richard Migliori there. I thought they were tremendous, and they were always going back to sports, comparisons to other sports, NFL, MLB, soccer, and so on. For my money, Frank, I really mean this, it was the best racing television I think I've ever seen.
Well, they did a great job. I got a chance to tune into most of it. And I drew a good seat at the Friday night Fox dinner. I was right across from Kurt Menefee and his lovely wife, Violet. We had some talks. We had some laughs. And I got a chance to know him, how they met. They met at a Halloween party. And they neither one of them wanted to be there. And they exchanged numbers. And now they're married. They live up in Santa Barbara. He is such a cool cat. And the thing I like about him, he's a leader. And he knows he's the leader. And I was explaining that to him, how much I like that. Because, like, at the last dinner, like last night, and he's the guy who stands up and thanks everybody. He knows his role. He's got that deep voice, which is what Fox wants. And he's just, you know, he's in command. And, you know, I was listening to him during the show, and right about, I don't know, 15 minutes to post for the Belmont, I just realized, like, man, these are just people having fun. Because still, I'm 30 years into this, but when the big race comes and it's those moments, you know, you get sick to your stomach for a minute because, and I can't think like that. You got to think like, this is the Belmont Stakes. You know these horses. Enjoy the moment. These are great storylines. And then, in the words of the legend himself, Trevor Denman, by the way, condescending ease. I got so many compliments about that. I like to set that as a Trevor Denman line that was borrowed by hopefully his best student. So I wish I could take credit. I have heard him say that. It was with some monster. Might have been Flightline or somebody. I heard, or Zenyatta. I've heard that from him. I know it. It's somewhere in my brain knowing it.
Well,
from
I haven't, Frank. The closest thing I've heard.
Had anyone. You could. I've never gotten more texts after a call, but I promise
and
you.
And I was
that
one
came
of them.
From the icon himself, Mr. Trevor Denman.
Frank.
Who can't be warmed up. But that whole show was so great. And
they had features
incredible.
In there, and they were tight, meaning, you know, they grabbed you. They weren't too long. the feature on Dylan Davis, who rides full-time in New York, a terrible spill last fall, and then he's back in the saddle back by mid-February, I think, and just the emotion he showed in going over his rehabilitative process. Then they came to Richard Migliori on set, and he had terrible injuries, and that feature brought it back for Richie. It was just good television. Frank, I really mean it.
They won an Eclipse last year, and they're trying to do the best they can, and they're committed. And obviously, NBC has done incredible work for a long, long time. And all the networks, ESPN, whoever's been involved in racing, everyone puts their heart and soul into it. And I think all the networks have done a great job. I'm very proud to be on this team and to be a small part of these shows. And the Mig is a warrior. And Dylan Davis, remember, one of Trevor's favorite jockeys over the last 30, 40 years had to be Robbie Davis. He used to always talk about the hand rides. Trevor doesn't like the whip. And Robbie Davis had some brilliant hand rides in his time. And Dylan's a strong young man. And that whole family is just, full of greatness and a lot of talent. And they're running to their, they're living to their pedigree. Yeah. So good for Dylan. He won two races yesterday. That was nice to see as well. And he's a good, strong finisher, too, and a very polite young man.
Frank, we don't have much time at all. I've got the one and only Jonathan Hardoon on deck. But
I'm going to give you a winner at the Great Race Place, though, to close out your day. You don't worry about a thing. Stand by. I took a picture of this entry when I saw it. I'm like, this horse will gallop today. It's in the...
Hey, by the way, we got a great carryover in the pick six tonight at Los Alamitos, Frank.
I'm going to give you a single. It's the... hold on, let me find this name for you. It's the... it is whatever race is second to last on the program, the number 12, Rockabilly Rebel.
With Ricky Gonzalez for Isidro Tamayo.
I looked at that field.
All right, good. Now, gallop, Frank, right? let me get back to where I was going here. Yesterday was the third and final Belmont to be run at Saratoga. The reason we've been at Saratoga the last 3 years. By the way, personally, Frank, I think a mile and a quarter is a better race, but who cares? It goes back to the new and improved, hopefully great Belmont Park in September. A lot of speculation about the viability now of the Triple Crown. The past two Kentucky Derby winners have skipped the Preakness. They win the Belmont. It's on to the Travers, and then they'll try and go Breeders' Cup Classic, as did Sovereignty. Well, he tried to last year, but I want to ask you, Frank, what is your opinion? I think what saves the Triple Crown, meaning the Preakness, is Churchill's going to have to pump some money into it. You get that Preakness purse up, you get a Triple Crown bonus back in play, and maybe tweak the spacing a little bit, and I think we're good to go. But there's going to have to be some big changes.
I'm a tradition man. However, the company that I work for has their own viewpoints as well, so the opinions expressed do not represent anything to do with any company I work for. I've always believed the Triple Crown is the Holy Grail and has to continue the way it was. But there are people here's what I think. I like it the way it is. I believe they'll change it. That's it. If I could, if I was betting, I would unload that they will change something about it, which I don't like. But I think that's just the way it's going. And it's such bad reasoning for it. But it's just,
if you were in charge, forget about who you work for.
It would ever change. No chance.
What about the money? I mentioned the money. What about the money, Frank?
I mean,
you got to do something to shore up the Preakness. You got to get people running there.
I know, but here's the thing. We've had Triple Crown winners recently. It's such nonsense to me. But with the whole thing, look, here's the problem. When people say the horse comes first, you're not allowed to argue with that for good reason, because the horse does come first. But the truth of the matter is, it's a tough subject. There are such strong opinions from people I respect on both sides of it. And in the end, I would never change it, but I do believe they'll eventually make an alteration, because it's just people love to change things. They love to change things that work. And in the end, it's okay that Sovereignty, and now it happened again. It's okay. They didn't want to do it. Remember, those are two legendary outfits that own those two horses.
But Frank, when you get a new owner, I don't care if it's the NFL or whatever, and the Angels, you have guys shouting in the stands every night. You can hear it on radio and TV, sell the team. When you get a new owner, there's going to be changes made. Churchill is not going to stand pat for the way things have gone. There's no way they're going to wade into that and just sit back. They're not going to do it. There's going to be changes, and I think money is going to be a big factor here.
My late great friend Larry Letterman, most entertaining track announcer of all time, used to always say this to me. Whenever there were these, he'd say, "Hey, Frank, He goes, the answer is money. What's the question? I love the way he used to say that. It's a classic line. And I'm going to use one of his lines soon in a big race. I should have done it with the Englishman race, where I'm going to say, if it was a fight, they'd stop it, because that was a Larry Letterman epic, and I will definitely give him a hashtag Larry Letterman right after I do that. When there's a big blowout win, I'm going to come with that soon. But, no, I don't know, Mike. I just know this. Like, the Triple Crown is a beautiful thing. And here's the thing, though. Even with the horse not running in the Preakness the last 2 years, it was still a packed house here. $120 million in handle. It's all good, then. You know what? No matter what happens, the Belmont, the Preakness, and the Kentucky Derby will always be great, particularly the Kentucky Derby. It's the greatest race in the world. Everyone, that's all they want. That's all they're asked. People come in, they ask you, did you win the Kentucky Derby? So it'll be fine no matter what they do. I would never change it, but there are people that are smarter than me. And remember, I'm not a horseman. I'm not thinking about those elements of it. And so I say this, leave it as is and let the people run where they want, but they'll do what they want. And either way, it's going to be fine. Because in the end, there's nothing quite like the three-year-old season for the Thoroughbred.
Frank, take a cat nap. You got 11 races in front of you right now, and then it's back on the airplane to finish things out next week here at Santa Anita. Thanks so much. Great job yesterday. Really, really appreciate the time, Frank.
Thank you. I listened to one call from Pete Aiello calling Somerset West, because my man Sebastian Piskuskas told me, hey, your horse marched today without you. And that was a great call, so I'm sure Pete's bringing the energy and the excitement.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Let's stay right there in Saratoga Springs right now and say hello to a very patient Jonathan Hardoon with the Rags and Cheats. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. If you bought the Preakness, would you just stand pat with the way things are going right now? If not, what would you do?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we spoke about it a few weeks ago. I would never change it. I agree with Frank.
You're with Frank.
Certain things you just don't change. I'm a traditionalist like him, and listen, they had two out of the last 11 years we've had a Triple Crown. So it's not like it can't be done. You know, and for everybody that's saying, well, she must be sick, she missed the Preakness, that's ridiculous. How do we know the horse would have won coming back on 2 weeks? And how do we know that she would have won coming back on 3 weeks? So afterwards, it's real easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. But I agree with you, Mike. They're going to have to put money in.
They got
to entice people to play. Make that Triple Crown bonus, $5 million or some crazy
number. When Visa had the bonus?
Yeah.
You know?
And it worked.
Yeah. Except ask Mike Pegram. It didn't quite work for him.
Well, okay.
when Real Quiet got ran down by Victory Gallop in the Belmont, that was a crushing defeat. But I just think money would help a ton. You know, it really would.
Okay. I agree with you. Money always helps, I guess. But certain things, I think you just leave the way they are. You know, these people show up once a year, and all of a sudden everyone's got an opinion. Play the game every day, and then you're entitled to your
opinion. And you can pop off, yeah. Anyway, John, I've been kind of taking the Chamber of Commerce route here, but I know you got some points you want to make about Belmont Stakes Day at Saratoga. They did handle $116 million. I don't know if that was up or down from last year. I didn't see that because I didn't see it. I assume it's down.
It was up, but they had two more races this year than they did last year. And they're saying that the handle for the Belmont Stakes alone was down 20%. And what are they doing? They're blaming it on CAW. Are they crazy? Who cares? I mean, you know, I don't know.
Well, you say who cares because that is not real handle. It's so heavily rebated.
Exactly. It's fake.
Yeah, it's faux money. It really is. It's rebated up to like 50%, correct?
Yes, it's ridiculous, you know, so then to blame it on CAW and say, but guess what? Who cares if CAW got to miss a bet?
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't care. I could care less.
Now, your opinion on a couple of performances yesterday, Bookham Dano, sensational, the reigning Eclipse Award sprinter, Englishman in the Woody Stevens. I mean, he took it to Crude Velocity. He won off by 5 3/4 lengths. And then how good is the top three-year-old right now, Golden Tempo, in your opinion?
Okay, so Bookham Dano, anybody that likes this game has to love Bookham Dano. This is just he's such a terrific horse to root for, Mike. He always shows up. He never misses a beat. I think he's missed the board once or twice in his entire career. He's just such a good horse to root for. As far as Englishmen, Crude Velocity did have some trouble at the start, if you're looking to make an excuse. But one thing, anyone that paid attention to Saratoga the whole week, every single day was speed, speed, and more speed. You could not make up any ground. That's why what Golden Tempo did was even greater than anticipated. I could never bet that horse in 1,000 years, and I couldn't even bet him today knowing the result. The way that track was playing, to bet a horse that's got to come from dead last on that surface yesterday was impossible to do. He pulled it off. Is this the best crop of three-year-olds? No, it's not the best crop of three-year-olds that we've seen, but that doesn't matter. A ton of credit to Sherry DeVoe.
Yeah.
He got the job done. People gave this horse, I guess he went off 5-1, so people were betting him. But, you know, people that serious gamblers really didn't give this horse much of a chance. And he, you know, he proved everybody wrong. You got to give her credit. She deserves all the credit in the world. And the horse, listen, he won the two races in the Triple Crown that he was involved in.
Yeah.
So how could you knock the horse? You can't.
Well, and Sherry DeVoe, she's now the first woman to ever win two Triple Crown races. She, along with her husband, David and Gordo, they're a team that's only going to get bigger and better, John.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they have horse racing in their blood, and it goes back and back and back. And listen, they do it the right way also, Mike. So that's important. And then she's good for the game. No matter how you slice it, like her, dislike her, whatever, she's good for the game. She came up under Chad Brown. She learned a lot, obviously, from him, and she's carrying it forward.
And last thing before we get your selection, a tremendous ride from Flavion Pratt, as discussed with Frank, aboard Nisos in the Metropolitan Mile. The way he was able to ease out of that pace situation, and especially given the fact, as you noted, speed's been so dominant, but he said, nah, this is not going to work. A tremendous effort, and Baffert, you know, he said he let it out. I think he's the best older horse in the country. Your thoughts?
Well, let's see him do it around two turns, which he obviously has done. But listen, around one turn, he looks pretty good. And Pratt made a fool out of the other riders in the race. He made like he was gunning for the lead, and they didn't want him to get away loose.
Right.
So he took back. And I said, oh, my goodness. Just like French, I thought he was done. I thought he was backing through the field. And then here he comes again. A little disappointed in journalism. I expected him to really run well around one turn. But listen, he ran third. He got beat by Nisos. Nothing to be embarrassed about. And that's another horse that shows up every time. And the track was against him yesterday, too, with his running style. But Pratt really, really showed why he's great.
Pratt showed why he's Pratt. I used to hear guys say back in the 70s, Pinkai is Pinkai. That's it.
Right.
Here's the evidence on a daily basis. All right, Frank, we've got 11 at Saratoga today. I understand it rained after the races. Lightning was very much a factor in them moving the Belmont up a little bit. But how's the racetrack looking today, do you think?
It's fine, Mike. It didn't rain much at all, and it didn't rain. I live less than 2 miles from the track. We had a little shower, and it came, you know, with a few minutes before the Belmont, and then it rained maybe 15 minutes after that. The track is fine today. We're going to look at the 9th race today for radio, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 6 horse in here, Secured Landing. 5-year-old gelding was claimed out of his last race by trainer Linda Rice. 6-1 on the morning line. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride. I like number 6, Secured Landing, to win today's 9th race out at Saratoga at Belmont.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that much longer.
I know. The 9th at Saratoga, scheduled to go 4:39 Eastern. JONHARDWON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Saratoga, and Santa Anita Selection.
And, John, I know you're looking for something to do after the last race at Saratoga. We have a pick 6 carryover at Los Alamitos in excess of $166,000, and the pool expected to exceed $500,000.
Yeah, and I'll be sleeping for it. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
All right. So much for my sales pitch. We'll catch you on the back end and bring you out here to Santa Anita. We're going to step aside real quick, like, and then we'll be hooking up with John Lindo somewhere on I-15, making it back from Las Vegas. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And right now we're going to get out on Interstate 15. I don't think he's quite home yet. He being John Lindo, who was up in Vegas yesterday at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, along with our good friend and colleague Bob Ike. You can catch them on air here on AM 830 every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. with Thoroughbred LA. Hey, John, good morning. Where are you?
In Temecula, so we're almost there. On the way home down to Carlsbad.
Well, I went so long with Miramati, and then, by extension, Hardoon, you made it probably another 30 miles south.
Is that just about right?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Hey, listen, John, I got a text from Steve Johnson there at South Point. He said they had an absolutely tremendous day up there and so much going on. They've already got props up for the NFL. They've got lines, I think, for first week of the regular season and so on. But just talk, if you can, about the experience at the South Point.
Mike, the race book was filled. I didn't have the final numbers before last night, but they were on the verge of doubling their handle from Belmont Stakes Day last year. And then you mix in the fact that right after the races, the Vegas Golden Knights are playing at home there in the Stanley Cup Final Game 3, and that game went double overtime. The place was jumping from dawn to dusk last night at the South Point. They were having a ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But before we get along any further, and obviously want to promote the CTBA and so on, first of all, a toll-free number, folks. If you want to experience what we're talking about at South Point, give Steve Johnson a call on the race book, 866-780-7223. John, I want you to weigh in on this, and that is the long-range prospects for what we've known our entire lives as the Triple Crown. Headline from Horse Racing Nation, a story by Ron Flatter, who you and I both know. The headline, "This Belmont Stakes means the Triple Crown is dead." Your thoughts, what's going to happen, what should happen, what should not happen, in your opinion?
Yeah, for me, I like it the way it is. It's supposed to be difficult to win it. I understand all the noise that is made, and they're going to use the results of the last 2 years of Sovereignty and Golden Temple skipping the Preakness. But you know what? It's a hard one for me. I understand why you would want to do it, but if you do that, then you're going to have to alter. You probably have to alter dates of a lot of different races. Do you move back to Haskell then because they're going to spread out the Triple Crown? What do you do with the Travers? It's going to impact the entire three-year-old stakes schedule if they do it right. So there's a lot involved here, the tracks are the ones that need to work together and decide if this is feasible. What are they going to do? It can't be a me thing. We have to do a what's the best for the industry kind of decision and do it together.
Well, and we've seen over the years great reticence to that effect. Richie Migliore yesterday on Fox said, "This is another example of why our game desperately needs a national commissioner and a commissioner with real power." I don't think we're ever going to see it, but it'd be nice, I think.
Yeah, but, we're in the reality world here.
Yeah.
We got to play the cards we're dealt right now.
No doubt about that. John, we talk about cowbreds. I stopped by the CTBA the other morning, just killing some time. Wanted to do a little reading in advance of going to a doctor's appointment, to be honest with you. And the CTBA is no longer located on Colorado Place across from the track. They're up now on Foothill in Arcadia near Santa Anita Avenue. The building, the property has been sold. That strip there and with the Motel 6, anybody who's been to Santa Anita, it's been there for many, many years on the track's northern perimeter. That's all going to be developed, apparently high-density housing, which is now mandated by California state law. So a lot of changes going on, but the CTBA, still very much a big force here in California. We need this state-bred program. We've talked a lot about Almond Joy, winner of the Santa Margarita Stakes a week ago yesterday, John, but still a lot of reasons, a lot of great incentives to own and breed here in California. And as always, we encourage people to go to their website, ctba.com.
Well, the cowbreds have become, they've always been an important part of California racing. They're even more important right now.
Yeah.
You see just look at the race cards every day. How many are for cowbreds? And then look in the open races. Well, how many of those horses are cowbreds too? And you're going to be shocked at what the percentage is Calibers that are making it the day-to-day cards at Santa Anita, and you know, it'll be that way for Del Mar too. But it's an important and necessary for Southern California racing, and you know, it's a great opportunity. And I give a lot of credit to the breeders who stuck it out. There's been a lot of changes, and the guys that are sending their mares out there and getting foals, I really hope they all come up with something good.
Yeah, and they're the people we should be listening to. One of them is our good friend and ardent supporter, Pete Perella, along with his wife, Evelyn. They own Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of really good horses coming off that farm. John, you've been there. I've been there. I encourage people to go to their website, legacyranch.com. Red Hot Stallion right now for California. Om stands there, along with the venerable Clubhouse Ride. And, of course, Forbidden Kingdom, a multiple graded stakes winner on turf and dirt here in California. His first foals are on the ground there at Legacy. They like to say, let us take you from conception to the starting gate. Give ranch manager Terry Knight a call up there at Legacy at 510-928-4980. John, we got a big carryover tonight at Los Alamitos. I got Orlando Gutierrez standing by. Who do you like today at Santa Anita on the 10 race card on their penultimate Sunday?
Race 7 at Santa Anita. I thought number 5, Duke Silva, ran off in the middle of his race last time on April 4th. He made the middle three furlongs of 34 and 2. Well, that didn't work. He got beat a length. Slow down and live today. If he relaxes at all, he'll be tough to catch. 4-1 on the program, number 5, Duke Silva, race number 7 at Santa Anita. And let Orlando know I'm listening, because I'm going to be in action with you guys in that big six at Los Al.
Okay, we're going to get to Orlando right now. Thanks so much. Drive safe, John. Thanks for your time.
All right, good luck today.
All right, let's get down Catella. As advertised, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos Racecourse. A massive pick six carryover tonight in excess of $166,000, and the total pool should exceed $500,000. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Cannot wait for tonight. It's going to be just so exciting. I can't remember the last time we had that type of a carryover for a night program. $166,000 going
right
in. It's a triple carryover night here, Mike. And Ed Burkhardt even tweeted it out that the pool should exceed $500,000. So $500,000 into the pick six. It's really become one of our marquee bets now at Los Alamitos, the pick six, Mike. So super excited.
Well, exactly. I mean, it gets everybody jonesing, because you got a shot at a big lick here with $500,000 pool. It could be well over $500,000. John, 8 of them tonight at Los Alamitos. Just give us a little thumbnail on the card.
Yeah, it kicks off. The pick six sequence will kick off at 7:06 p.m. with race number 3. First post is 6:10 p.m. The opening leg of that sequence, a trainer, Lindolfo Diaz, who had a slow start to the meet, got really hot in last week's Edberg Million Trials, ended up qualifying 3 of them to that $960,000 race. And he's going to have a really good shot here in race number 3 with a horse by the name of Chicken Eagle, 2-1 on that morning line. And again, the barn is red hot. Armando Viramontes will get on Chicken Eagle. The two of them, Diaz and Viramontes, combined to qualify those 3 runners. So very, very hot connections there. In race number 7, a horse by the name of Elmer Romero was really good last year, qualified to the kindergarten, and kind of slowed out towards the end of the meet. He's been off for quite a while, but had a super nice gate work last out. 2-1 on the morning line. If this horse comes back and runs to that kind of a gate work, he might be one of the singles in this sequence. It's a short distance, 110 yards. So any mistake there could hamper his chances. I like the 7, SR Cool Corona, who doesn't have the greatest of luck. Just has been kind of an unlucky runner, but certainly talented enough to pull the ups, especially at this short distance. That's the number 7, SR Cool Corona, in race number 7. But again, we had a nice carryover last night, and we ended up with some huge balloon prices there with horses like Golden Token, who paid $39, Butter Off Friends paid $34. So you're going to have to find, maybe just a talented horse, a big odds, because they might come up tonight and pull that that victory that will make all the difference with this huge, huge pick six, Mike.
And Orlando, I want to let you know we're going to get some additional help on the carryover tonight at Los Alamitos from the Sarge, Nick Hines. He's going to be joining us top of the next hour. But the best bet from your corner right now before we bid adieu this morning.
I'm going to go with race number 8. This is the Fred's Gain Handicap. I'll take a shot with the 6, a horse by the name of Talker. 5-1 on the morning line. The horse won by 2 lengths last out, but it's kind of don't let that fool you. It wasn't that big of a deal because the other horses did get in trouble. So that helped Talker get this big, big margin of victory. Nevertheless, the horse is certainly talented. Golden Boy, a sire that has done a tremendous job already, getting a lot of attention. I'll go with the 6, Talker. He's got the speed. It's not a super strong field, and I think he can deliver a nice victory there for trainer James Glenn Jr., looking to make amends. He had the one lone ticket last night was to one of his horses, a horse by the name of Please Paul. The horse ended up moving at the wrong time at the starting gate. But maybe he gets it done tonight in that final race of the pick 6. James Glenn Jr. with number 6, Talker, in the Fritz Kane Handicap Race 8. Right.
All right, 8 races tonight. You get underway at 6:10. Huge pick 6 carryover in excess of 166,000. We fully anticipate that total pick 6 pool by third race post time is going to be in excess of $500,000. And race 3 post time tonight at Los Alamitos, 7:06 Pacific. Thanks so much, Orlando, and I'll see you over there at Los Al.
Thanks so much. I can't wait.
Appreciate it very much. Before we break, guys, I want to let everybody know, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. We'll hit our final break this hour. Come back strong with Matthew DeSantis from Saratoga Springs. And then we go to the Tower 2, and the Sarge will bring a lot of energy. Nick Hines from FanDuel TV, top of the next hour. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over 190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning, and congrats to all of you all on a tremendous day, a tremendous week there at Saratoga.
The racing's been even better. Some amazing performances yesterday. Golden Tempo, Englishman, Nisos all put on memorable efforts.
Well, they really did. Listen, we've got a little more time. You might think we can go past the top of the hour here, Matt. Do you have any comparisons, handle numbers from last year? I'm told that because of the great work you guys are doing in trying to address this computer-assisted wagering, CAW, that the handle was off some. But to me, that's deceptive because the CAW folks, they're so heavily rebated, those numbers are not real, Matt.
Yeah, no, I think we were very pleased with our handle numbers. Did really well up here. And obviously, I think it's also important to compare these numbers to what we were pulling in 4 years ago at the old Belmont Park as well, not just to what we did last year. And also remember, last year we had a very compelling storyline of sovereignty versus journalism that got a lot of national interest. Not to say there weren't compelling storylines yesterday, but those two really were just so dominant because they've taken the first two legs of the Triple Crown. And listen, I think all things considered, we had a really good handle day. And the most important thing is we didn't have any late odd drops, that's for sure. You knew what price you were going to get when you went to the window.
And hey, Matt, that's huge. I remember I said this on air the morning after the Derby. I'm listening to Fox Sports Radio, driving down here to Angel Stadium, and instead of talking about Cherie DeVoe and Golden Tempo, a historic, groundbreaking Kentucky Derby win, they're talking about a late odd shift a couple of races previous, and they just can't abide it. They're saying this is ridiculous. This can't be allowed to go on. So this is important, Matt.
Oh, it absolutely is. And listen, it's something which the casual fan appreciates, and obviously the really serious horse player appreciates too. So it helps everybody in the game. And like I said, all things considered, we had a great day yesterday in handle and racing and experience. So 5 stars all the way around.
Yeah, and you kept the rain at bay, which was huge, yeah. Barely. So, all right, Matthew, 11 today up there at Saratoga. And, you know, you guys, the new Belmont opens in September. I know everybody looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited for the new Belmont Park and to move back there. But we still have one more day up here for the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival. So I'm going to go to race number 10 for my play today. And that's a $105,000 New York bred allowance race going 7 furlongs on the main track. I really like the number 2, Fireballin, at 8-1 from Mike Maker. Manny Franco up on the mount. Manny's had a nice week up here, and this horse just has outstanding early speed, second back from a little bit of a freshening. I actually like the stretch out to 7 furlongs. I think this one won't be burnt up quite as much early as he has been in a couple of other races. You look at his speed figures, they absolutely match with some of the other favorites in this race. So for me, the number 2, Fireballin', who's been working well leading up to this, at 8-1, good value, and I think is going to be able to light up the tote board a little bit.
Race 10 at Saratoga, number 2, Fireballin', as Matt noted with Manny Franco. Post time for that listed at 5:14 Eastern. Matt, how do we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. We have great promotions every single day. We have a match 200 deposit bonus sign-up offer right now. But like I said, if you take a look, we have promotions every single day at tracks across the country and across the world to help out our players.
Matthew, you do a great job. Thanks so much. Again, congrats on a great week back there. And be following you today, all 11 races there. Belmont at Saratoga. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Step aside briefly, and then we're coming back strong. Folks, this next segment should have some entertainment value. The one and only Sarge, Nick Hines, on behalf of FanDuel TV, he joins us top of the next hour. We're going to be taking a big look at that huge pick six carryover at Los Alamitos and much more. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And Night Racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to a couple of guys running the board here, handling the calls, producing the show, Elliot Tams, along with Chris Monreal. The only thing missing is Oscar Beltran, guys, but he'll be here soon enough as the Angels try and recover today at Dodger Stadium. Anyway, let's get to the phones. As advertised now, joined by an old friend. He's known as the Sarge on FanDuel TV, former trainer Nick Hines. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It's a pleasure. It's been too long, brother.
You know, I was having a hard time reaching you this morning. To be very candid with the audience, I already told you, I thought I had Bob Baffert this morning, but he couldn't quite make it. And I was trying to reach you, and I almost thought I left you a voicemail. I was thinking what you told me one time, George Putnam, when you were training for him, and I'll take credit for that, for whatever it's worth. He left you a message. He was a tough guy to train for, and apparently you weren't real, you know, concerned about returning his calls forthright manner, and he left a message to the effect of, Nick, don't be evasive. So you got back to me. I figured maybe you were in church this morning, Nick. But
amen, I was.
Yeah, I thought you might have been, buddy. First of all, your thoughts on the entire situation at Saratoga this week. I think it's been a great week for our game. I really do.
Well, I mean, that's what Triple Crown races are intended to be. The fact that they were to hold it at Saratoga. You know, Saratoga is a special place. It kind of reminiscent of the old Del Mar. There's so much nostalgia there that, Saratoga has a whole different vibe. And, look, at the end of the day, you had 46,000 people there. The on-track handle was solid. I mean, 3.4 million and 116 million in all sources handle.
Yeah.
70% of the wagering dollar was wagered on those races alone. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think when you reflect back on the safety of the equine athlete, I think that goes without saying. It was a great day of racing. I thought they put on a great show. And, what can I tell you? Golden Tempo, Cherie DeVoe, she once again rose to the top. What a tremendous horse.
No doubt about it. Now, let's get to the matters at hand tonight under the lights of Los Alamitos, where we've got this huge pick six carryover coming into tonight, Nick. 166,000 and change. And they're projecting a total pool by third race post time of more than 500,000. You guys get underway at 6:10 tonight. Just some general thoughts on this massive 3-day carryover.
Well, I got to hand it to Ulysses Gomez, a former jockey. I'm sure many of you out there in Radio Land remember Ulysses. He's been the race secretary there for about the last 3 or 4 months. And if you look at last night's card, yes, it's a 3-day carry. I would anticipate that it would be north of 750,000, probably even an approaching to a million of people are focused. It's a little more difficult because of the Eastern, the Eastern bettors. Once the last race tips off, it's after midnight. But, last night we had those six races in the sequence. Four of them were maiden races.
Mm-hmm.
In the finale, there was one ticket that was alive for 160,000 to the, I think it was 3-5. The horse washed out, he balked at the gate and didn't break, and how the quarter horses rate would go. If you make a mistake, you're likely going to lose. But, tonight's card is every bit as competitive. I would imagine, you've got a quarter horse race to begin, which in the past, what they've done is they've made the hook races the first 3 or 4 races, meaning mixed bred and, of course, thoroughbreds that go 4.5. But tonight, that first leg is a 300-yard dash, and then the penultimate race, race number 7, is 110 yards. I mean, you can throw a blanket on those. And then we've got a little stake tonight for 2-year-olds, the Fred Skain handicap. So it's going to be tricky handicapping, but there's going to be a multitude of bettors. I'm sure they're going to get involved. I'm going to take my swing. Obviously, it's the final countdown for us on FanDuel, at least probably 70% of the talent that are on air. It's been 21 years for me. It's a little emotional for me.
It's got to be, Nick. It's got to be, man, because brought it. You've brought it. And by that, I mean, you don't just show up. You're prepared. You bring your A game day and night, like you say, 21 years, man. And it's going away for a lot of you all at the end of this month.
Yeah, it certainly is. I know that there are things happening. I know on the other side, of course, Tony Elevato, who was you know, one of the founding fathers there with TBG. I know that he's taken some of the talent that we've had, and, you know, they've crossed over. Simon Bray did a tremendous job yesterday on the broadcast.
He did.
Of course, Todd Trupp is over there. But, you know, hopefully for the state of California, you know, clearly we've been on a thin line here. We've been on fumes, and, you know, clearly with the situation in regard to, you know, trying to get the historical race machines in play or the slots, you know, this is how a lot of these other places have survived. I mean, clearly, Oakland is thriving. Kentucky, you know, they're not interested in doing any profit sharing, but they've got an over surplus of monies that they're allowed to put into their purse structure. So yeah. Without subsidies here, I don't need to tell you. But, you know, again, this month's difficult. And, you know, obviously I lost a dear friend that you know, many of you knew a couple of days ago, Eric Gio. I'm going to miss him. And it was tough to see him, you know, suffer at the end of his life. You know, and I know that, you know, he had his differences and he had his opinions. But at the end of the day, he had a heart of gold. And
he was, you know, a good dude, man. He was rough around the edges. I was thinking about Eric. I didn't even know he had passed till John Lindo and Bob Ike talked about it on air yesterday. And I knew you guys were close. He named that good horse Salute the Sarge for you. He was a multiple graded stakes winner, I think as a two-year-old, and stood for a while here in California by Forest Wildcat, I think. Is that correct?
That's right. You're correct.
You know, but, Eric, I would say this. He was so funny. I mean, he could make Bob Baffert laugh like nobody I've ever seen, except maybe Frank Miramonte. And he was very foul. His sense of humor was definitely X-rated. Yeah. I would put him and Wayne Catalano in that category as far as just, I mean, really kind of sick humor in a dead heat there in the pole position.
Well, I mean,
I'm saying it as a friend, Nick. I really am, you know.
Yeah, no, but the truth is, I mean, they as they said, they perfectly stated he was a coon ass, and that's the way Louisiana, the Cajuns, you know, they play their game. But, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, for me personally, I'm just glad that he no longer has to suffer. And, again, my condolences going out to Anna, his seven-year-old daughter, whom he's very proud of. Of course, his three sons, Rhett, you know, Carter, and Michael Jr. But, so as far as today, tonight.
Hold on, Nick. I want to stick with Nick with Eric Gio just for a moment. I've read a few things about him and heard some stuff. The one thing nobody's mentioning was a horse I had in my mind because I saw him run. Do you remember who Eric's first grade one winner was? And he was a good trainer, by the way. He knew what he was doing with a horse. Do you remember his first grade one winner?
Well, I was involved with a multitude of those grade one winners. As far as the first grade one winner, I would have to presume that it was Merino. Was that the first one?
Negative. The horse was owned by Jens List, who was a big guy in the quarter horse game. He was at Los Al every night. Slew the Surgeon won the grade one triple bim with Modesto Linares. This was back July of 1992, a top sprinter. But anyway, you know, Eric, he could be rough. I remember emceeing a thing involved with a post-position draw for the Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita. I think it was Byron's year. And we had Dwayne Lucas, Mr. Mandela was there, I believe, maybe Mark Cassie, some big-time trainers, and Eric was there. And I go to Eric. He's got, I think, Merino ran in the Classic. Am I right, Nick?
Sure, he
was a huge price. And Eric, the first thing out of his mouth, he wants to start taking on Santa Anita about the conditions of some of the tack rooms, and it's not right for the help. And I'm thinking, dude, you're here by a thread, and you got to maintain your cool and everything. But that was just him. He wanted to take that stage and make a quasi-political point. But anyway, the guy, he could fix some gumbo. He was funny, and he could train. He'll be missed. But let's talk again about the carryover tonight and your approach to it at Los Alamitos, Nick.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, probably the most difficult races, I think, to handicap over there are the 110-yard dashes because, as you know, you stumble, you blink, you get beat. So, you know, I think that seventh race tonight, you're going to have to go awfully deep, or you're just going to have to take a hard stand. And, you know, one of the best morning line odds setters in the country, you know, Ed Burghardt, he's got Elmer Romero dispatched at 2-1 coming out of a trial back in August, and Cool Corona, the horse that makes the third start back off of the rest. But I would probably single there. I feel like there's an advantage outside. So my approach is to single, because if I start to try to peel off other horses in that seventh race, you know, I'll probably end up going four or five deep. I honestly don't see any horses on the card tonight that look like standouts. Because last night, you had two horses that were odds on in the first and final leg, or second leg and final leg, that looked like they couldn't get beat. Well, clearly they did, and that's why we're here today. So approach-wise, look, you've only got essentially the hook races are race number four.
Wait a minute, Nick. You're going to single Elmer? Is that, just to be clear, in race seven, Elmer Romero?
I am going to single Cool Corona, SR Cool Corona the seven. I fear the Elmer Romero, who is the morning line favorite, hasn't raced since August. It's 110 yards. Generally in these races, Michael, you look for horses who've had 110-yard experience. The only horse that comes with that experience is the two, but you know the recent form doesn't get me excited, and that horse is 15-1. So I'll use the seven as my single in race number seven.
Okay, and race three kicks off that pick six tonight. And, Nick, in your opinion, the total pool could be around $750,000.
I don't see that being an issue whatsoever, because if you try to flip over to the Santa Anita card today, the Santa Anita card is it's 10 deep, and it's a pretty nice crossover, because final post time at Santa Anita is 5:38 Pacific. I love their card today. There's a couple of horses I like, but one in particular that I've got some good information on in race number eight, and that's the Michael Whitey McCarthy trained Detain by a real nice stallion in Wooten Bassett. That horse produced some solid time form ratings, and the fact that Judmont is giving Michael an opportunity, I think, speaks volumes. Detain is the horse of my focus in race number eight today at Santa Anita.
Well, and that was going to be a question for our next guest, Andy Harrington, on behalf of National Turf. Detain making his U.S. debut today for Judmont and Michael McCarthy. They get Juan Hernandez. This is an interesting horse, 3-1 on the morning line, number three, Detain, in race eight today at Santa Anita at a mile on turf. All right, Nick, you mentioned Ulysses Gomez and, of course, Jose Contreras. They've been on the set. I think they do a great job at Los Alamitos, bring a lot of energy, and they've, of course, got that youthful enthusiasm and a lot of knowledge, foundational knowledge. Are you going to be on FanDuel tonight?
I am. In fact, Jose is celebrating his 14th wedding anniversary with family this week. And it's a blessing. Yeah, it'll be myself, Ulysses, and, of course, Michael Rona, the legend himself, the living legend upstairs. I had an opportunity to work with Michael for the first time in our West Los Angeles studio a couple of weeks ago, and I enjoyed every ounce of it. And, you know, again, this is going to be the final month. I'm hoping that in-house, I know that Doc Allred Orlando, the Human Swiss Army Knife, I know they're working on some sort of a plan to kind of keep some sort of programming going. So, hey, if you're out there in nearby area, Cypress, near Los Alamitos, do your best to stop by and say hello to us on the set.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will, Nick, and want to wish you all the best. Of course, you're still with Battleborn Racing, right? You're heading that up, so you'll be active at Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Los Al.
Yeah, and obviously my racehorse. We're onward and upward. We've had a tremendous year
with Michael Behrens.
Right, Michael Behrens, and we've got a real nice lineup as far as the 2 year olds. Yearlings turned twos, and the 2 year olds that we've purchased this year in training. I'm looking forward to an exciting summer, because we've got some key horses on the East Coast as well. And, Battleborn is pretty much exclusively what I do, and I'll have a few partners come on board. But things will be okay. I'll miss the broadcasting end of it. I'm hoping that something else will come up. We'll have that opportunity. And I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend, Chris Hollywood, Hollywood Park, a longtime friend, and hopefully he can make a few bucks at the window today.
Nice. Hey Nick, this game, you were born into it. Your dad was, I think he was an attorney for J.K. Housel's, owned a big a breeding farm here in California. And what did he own? The Frontier, one of those big properties up in Vegas?
Yeah, J.K. Housel's senior, actually, he was had the third ever gaming license in the state of Nevada.
Ooh.
The old man who eventually passed away in 79, but his son, Junior, they had the Boulder Club back in the 40s
Wow.
In Nevada. And then eventually, partnered up in the El Cortez, of course, affiliation there with Jackie Gaughan. And then he started the Tropicana, J.K. House was a senior. And then eventually they started the Showboat, the Union Plaza, of course, with Mr. Scott. Union Plaza was a big deal because you remember the
downtown,
the pick six, obviously the big six, which started in Tijuana, obviously Caliente, in Las Vegas.
The 5-10.
The Union Plaza was the first sports book that had the actual big six. And
I remember that.
So it's deep rooted, and again, that's why you kind of look at the West Coast, and we take great pride in being the best coast. I mean, on a global scale, sixth in the economy around the world. There's no reason horse racing shouldn't thrive here. I don't care what color you are, red, blue, white, whatever. Bottom line is, racing's got to keep its ties, and thankfully, we still have some breeding farms out there that are making it happen. I mean, Rancho San Miguel's trying. Eclipse is doing a magnificent job up there with Mike and Angie Scully. And, of course, Terry Lovinger. To mention King Fisher. I mean, there are still breeding farms here in California, but as we've come to find out, land value supersedes horse value, I guess.
And I get back to this. I've been on a soapbox for years. These are the kind of people we need to be talking to, consulting with them. They need to have proportional input. They're all in. Forget about listening to our enemies. You can publicize all you want with these outfits like PETA and, well, if we only showed them this. No, it doesn't matter what you show them. Their stated objective is to shut us down. That's it. Nick, listen, a pleasure. We will salute the Sarge tonight on FanDuel TV. Nick Hines, you'll be there with Ulysses Gomez, Jose Contreras. Looking forward to that huge pick six carryover of 166,000 going into tonight. Have a great day and night, Nick Hines.
Yeah, God bless you, Michael. It's a pleasure and an honor, and I appreciate all you guys in keeping the good word out there for the greatest game on the planet. At ease. Enjoy your night. Hit a pick six.
All right, we'll talk soon. Let's get to Santa Anita right now and say hello to my good friend Andy Harrington. He's got the stopwatch on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How you doing?
Excellent.
Listen, Nick Hines kind of beat me to the punch a little bit. I don't know if you were listening, but Michael McCarthy has got a horse in today's eighth at a mile on grass. This is a first conditional allowance. Actually, it's a non-winners of three, I believe, optional tag of 80,000. Horse, an Irish bred by the name of Detain, 3-1 on the line. They get Juan Hernandez. Have you seen this guy in the morning? And if so, what do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've seen it. JJ Hernandez has been working the horse, as normal with Michael McCarthy. A lot of team drills. This horse feels like it can run. It feels a little bit. I'm not sure if he's a miler around here or not. It's somewhat difficult to extrapolate dirt drills for grass horses. So, but I'm going to try to do my best here. If there is a chink in his armor, quality wise, I think he absolutely fits. He feels like a mile and an eighth horse around here. He's kind of a one speed guy. He's worked in company with some decent horses, but nobody great. So, I mean, I would leave him in, but he's certainly not a single in my book, to be honest with you. So I was going to hope that maybe he'll be kind of lost in the shuffle in the back, but he's got great paper. He's running big tracks. He's hit the board in a grade one. I mean, that's top notch in this group for sure.
Interesting. What about a best bet for radio and certainly for the rest of the story? Always encourage folks, go to nationalturf.com. But 10 races today. Who do you like for the listenership?
Well, as it turns out, we're going to stick with the eighth race because I'm going to go with the five horse in this race, Iron Man Cal, who is a newly gelded, which is they had to have a real reason to geld this horse because this horse, as a two-year-old, almost won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Something must have been really bugging the horse, I'm thinking, because why would you geld a horse like this who's his greatest stakes placed? Three terrific drills, including the one two back was with Stronghold, who won the Triple Brand here last week, and I thought was slightly best. He's got a 112. This horse, I think, is going to fire his best shot in here. There's a lot of back class to go to. We get Antonio Fresu. 4-1 isn't the world, but this is a fun little race. There's a full field and a lot of horses coming from different places, including the aforementioned Detain from the Michael McCarthy barn. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to number 5 in here, Iron Man Cal in the 8th race.
You mentioned he'd worked in company and apparently more than held his own with Stronghold, past Santa Anita Derby winner, who won, I believe, a week ago, did he not?
Last weekend.
And
for a turf horse to hold his own with a dirt sprinter, that's saying something, because most of these turf horses they just kind of go through the motions on the dirt. It's not their preferred surface, so I think maybe the gelding might have really turned the trick with this horse.
And just for the record, this is a non-winners twice other than I said 3 at a mile on turf. Race 8 goes at 4:38 Pacific. As we kind of near the finish line, a week from today is closing day at Santa Anita. They're actually going to add a day this week, so it'll be a 4-day week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what can folks look for in terms of your contributions at nationalturf.com?
Sure. Put on all the horses on any card that you want to get to, just go to nationalturf.com, and I give grades, positive, negative, and somewhere in between. So give you a little more information and go out to the races. But
last thing, Andy, you and I chatted out there Friday morning. You're seeing a hole in our AM presentation in terms of volume, and a lot of it is attributed to the defection of a lot of the Bob Baffert horses. Just kind of address what you're seeing in the mornings out there.
I mean, as far as the volume is concerned, I've got no complaints. I think Del Mar will have a good meet. There's a lot of two-year-olds. It seems like every year the two-year-olds come in just a little bit later and they take a little more time with them. So I think that'll bode well for Del Mar. A lot of these two-year-olds will be ready to run there. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't, you know, the quality when Bob's not here is a little less. There's just no getting around it. On the other hand, you know, there's a lot of maiden races at Del Mar where you're trying to pick between a 2-5 Baffert and a 6-5 Baffert. If he's got his A squad at Saratoga, I don't know if he will or not. I think he'll have a presence at Del Mar. Maybe there'll be some more gambling opportunities with some of the horses who, you know, get a shot in some of these races, because, you know, Bob just has got the best stock and they're the fittest stock. And, you know, sometimes some of these maiden races at Del Mar aren't the most appealing from a gambling standpoint. So maybe that'll be a little bit different this meet. Maybe there'll be a few more opportunities around, you know, here and there. So I'm trying to put the most positive spin I can on it, and that's it.
You're doing good. Andy, thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky with a 5. Iron Man Cal in race 8 today at Santa Anita. Thanks, Andy.
Super. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Hey, fans, listen, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime friends of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work, handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Glad to have Bob Mazursky back in the fold today. On the back end, Toby Callett in South Florida. And then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies.
The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Great to have you with us, Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. on this penultimate Sunday at Santa Anita, closing day a week from today. And once again, folks, please be aware, a huge pick six carryover tonight at Los Alamitos. Going into race three tonight at Los Al, that carryover is three-night carryover in excess of 166,000. Estimates vary. It definitely should be north of a half million by third race post time, that total pool. We just had Nick Hines from FanDuel TV on. He said he thinks it might be more like 333/4 million at 750,000. We'll have to wait and see. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Good morning, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good. How was your Belmont day?
You know, I had a lot of seconds and thirds, had a few exactas along the way, but just couldn't hit the ball out of the park yesterday. So it was a little bit below par, but still a good day of racing. Somewhat formful. I don't think there was anything, mm-hmm. you know, insane yesterday. Some great performances, and, we move on.
I need a commandment in the Belmont. I thought he ran a winning race, but, and I mean, Johnny Velasquez did everything he could to make it hard on the winner, but the winner was just too good, Golden Tempo.
You know, Golden Tempo, you go back and watch the start. That was almost a disastrous start. He made a right turn out of the gate, Mike, and kind of almost, like, he didn't stumble, but he brushed up against the gate. It was a great ride by Jose Ortiz. What a great year he's having.
Yeah.
He got him to save ground. Your guy on commandment, Velasquez, kind of they raced as a team pretty much on the turn. And, mm-hmm. Give Golden Tempo credit. I think that
a lot of it.
Honestly, I think this was a better effort than to me, the Belmont was a better effort for Golden Tempo.
I agree. The Derby was a setup pace-wise.
Right.
And
right.
Yesterday, he's last to first on a track that, by kind of unanimous opinion all week, had been favoring inside speed. So.
Well, I'll have one dispute about that. I think before yesterday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Saratoga, Mike, absolutely agree. If you go back and watch look at the charts, I thought yesterday was kind of a fair track at not taking anything away from Golden Tempo, but I think it settled down a little bit running style wise. Even Englishman,
I agree,
didn't have the lead early in that race. Solitude had the lead. So I thought you could win from just about any spot yesterday, but again, Golden Tempo, he's just getting better and better, and he looked good the last 16th of a mile. It wasn't a great final time. You know what it is? There's no great three-year-olds this year. It's just one of those years. Right now, there isn't. Now, maybe later on, we'll get some horses developing. Maybe it'll be Englishman or Crude Velocity or one of those horses. And I think that may have hurt also. You know, you were talking about, you know, the handle being down because there's not a Triple Crown at stake. Well, I think Sovereignty and Journalism were kind of marquee horses last year. I think that helped the handle.
No question.
I think what hurt the handle this year, Mike, there wasn't a marquee horse, really, coming into this race. I don't think that helped, you know, viewership or handle either. And that won't happen every year. Heck, Sovereignty, you know, didn't go for the Triple Crown, and look at how well they did last year. So, a decent group, but not that memorable a group of three-year-olds this year so far.
Englishman, I don't know how many people are talking about this. He's owned by Lee and Susan Searing's CRK stable.
Wow.
They've been based here in California forever. Of course, they're now branching out. And Cherie DeVoe's the trainer here. This horse, I mean, wow. He took a two Crude Velocity, beat him by almost six lengths. And if you watch the replay...
Did you see the six furlong? Did you see the six furlong split?
107-2. Yes, I did.
107-2.
Final time tied the track record for 7/8, 120-2. And if you look at the replay again, you can see Jose Ortiz. He's got a long rein coming to the quarter pole. I mean, he had a great feeling. Look, this horse is not going to get beat today. And nobody was going to beat Englishman yesterday going 7/8.
So, Mike, I'm going to make you the owner of Englishman. What do you do with him? Do you keep him around one turn, or do you experiment and go on with him in distance?
I asked Cherie what she'd like to do with him, and then I plan accordingly.
Exactly. I mean, is he too fast
How's
to
that?
Go out of ground is the question.
I don't know. Man, there's nothing wrong with a good sprinter, is there?
No, and we've seen pretty fast horses take their speed, so... Yeah, that was an exciting race. And, you know, I know you're giving a lot, everybody's giving credit to Flavian Pratt, because that was a gutsy move in, you know, gunning Nisos to the lead and then sucking back. But you know what? Give a lot of credit to Nisos. He's got about four different gears in him.
It was an incredible performance. Absolutely incredible.
You're not supposed to put the gas down in a race like that and then back off against those kind of horses and have that kind of late kick. I know Flavien Prat, you know, he had a Ferrari underneath him in that race. That was an amazing race, and I kind of think that's where Nisos' wheelhouse is. He's a middle-distance horse. I don't know that he's going to get better as they go to a mile and eighth, mile and a quarter, but, man, at around a mile, he looks unbeatable.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Hey, Bruce, let's get to it and, you know, see who maybe you like for your first out-of-state selection here today.
Yeah. Well, let's go. We were talking about Baffert's Runners, and let's go to the Matt Wynn at Churchill Downs. Grade 3, $500,000 given away in this race. These are sort of the consolation horses that didn't run in the Belmont yesterday, and I like Baffert's horse a lot today, the number 2 horse, Potente. Nothing wrong with his first 3 starts, 2nd in the Santa Anita Derby, 1 the San Felipe. He is an up-close horse. I'm not saying he's a need-the-lead horse, but he wants to be right there. And in the Kentucky Derby, he wasn't right there. It was a speed-laden field. He got lost, in the shuffle late, 9th, a few lengths back. He just doesn't have that kind of run. Well, he'll face an easier group, a smaller field today. He draws near the inside, Mike. I think he'll either be on the lead or maybe laying just off of it. And the fact that he, you know, didn't really empty the tank in the Derby helps him here in this race. So in the 8th race, love the 2, Latenti in this spot, who's 7-2.
And post time for race 8 at Churchill, 4:22 Eastern. Come out to a 10 race card here at Santa Anita, Bruce.
Let's go to the 3rd race. These are 10,000 restricted claimers. And I'm going to say this is going to maybe be a battle of attrition that could be won by Tom Starr. Aloha Dreaming puts the blinkers on, has speed. The 2 horse, To Lose the Track, is very fast. I think they're not going to do each other any favors. Tom Starr has been in good form in her last 3 dirt races. She's got 2 wins and a 2nd. In her last 3 races, she's been a mile. And she's held her own in the dirt races at a mile, but she has won sprinting before. I think she has a little too much stamina. I think she could outlast these horses coming out of the longer distance races. Race 3, the 5, Tom Starr listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, post time for race 3, 2:04. And Santa Anita nearing the end of the trail. They're going to add a day, closing week coming up Thursday. So it'll be a 4-day week, Thursday through Sunday. That said, what's up at betonbruce.com?
So today we covered the late races at Saratoga as a menu item. Full card at Santa Anita with late races from Churchill. Audio is included. Best bets at Santa Anita. And then next week we'll be in action at Santa Anita and Churchill.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Bruce. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Bob Mazursky back with us this week. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I want to mention the passing. We talked about Eric Guillo, but a really prominent guy in this business. Owner, breeder for many years, a big developer in the state of California. We had his daughter, Janine Sahadi, on a week ago. Fred Sahadi passed away earlier this week, and he is the guy that developed all those new buildings. They're new. They're you know, almost 40 years old now, out at Barrett's, those big, beautiful barns, and a magnificent sales facility there for so many years. A big guy in our game, Bob, Fred Sahadi. He'll be missed, and our best to the entire Sahadi family, Janine and her brothers, and Janine's mom still alive as well. So heartfelt condolences there, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we worked closely with Janine over the years as a trainer, and then when she worked at Hollywood Park early in her career when she worked in marketing for Hollywood Park. So, yeah, sorry to hear that. And Fred, you're right. He did a lot of good things for the game, of course, too. Fabled Cardiff Stud Farm, you know, and all that. Yeah. So, yeah, he will be missed.
And I believe they sold that to the guy that hosted Jeopardy,
Alex
right?
Alex Trebek. Yes.
He changed the name of it, though, right?
I don't remember, but I did interview Alex. I know I did an interview with him.
I did, too.
He had a good horse that
with Dan Hendricks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he loved the game. He said, "You know, I love it, but all I do is lose money." Well, join the club, bud. Well,
What he said to me.
Yeah. Listen, Bob, let's make some money today. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the ninth race. I like number 7, Duke of Orleans, a horse coming in from Delta Downs for an under-the-radar trainer, Francisco Rodriguez. Joel Rosario rides. They're dropping from a straight maiden race at Delta to a 12-5 claimer here. I think the horse is well-spotted in this spot. So number 7 in race 9, Duke of Orleans.
Bob, great to have you back, man. Have a great day, and we'll talk next week.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Take care.
All right, late on the break. We'll take it. Coming back strong with Toby Calla from South Florida. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. He's always got a lot to say. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, before we say hello to Toby Calla in South Florida, just want to share with you about a minute of sound from the Fox broadcast yesterday. Immediately following the Belmont Stakes, Tom Rinaldi caught up was Cherie DeVue, winning trainer of yesterday's Belmont with Golden Tempo. Okay, and that was Cherie DeVue, the last thing she addressed to me. Pretty important. Asked, could he have won the Triple Crown? Hey, who knows? We're focused on this, and now it's on to the Travers. Right now it's on to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Callan. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How about you?
Hanging in. I see we've got 10 today at golf. What's the weather like, and is there enough dirt racing to tickle your fancy?
Actually, like yesterday, we found a two-year-old race that was worth the price of admission on dirt. There's only three dirts today, but one of them is race nine. There's seven in here, so there are no defections. And I'm very, very intrigued by the two. His name is Virginia City. He went through a sale in March and gave $25,000. If you look at the lines on this horse, the running lines, you're going to wonder, Now, he's been freshened. I've watched some video of him training recently. He looks good. On his best, he definitely can handle this field. I like the fact that I think they found a good spot. So I'm going to go with the two, Virginia City, with the seven, Five Eyes on Sky Stars, the three, Joey Muscles, and the six, War Ready. 7-2-3-6. I want to get all the sticks in today's ninth. At Gulfstream, it is truly a playable race.
Terrific. Hey, Toby Callan, thank you so much, and we'll check you back next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate it. Now take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I, too, would like to extend my condolences to Janine Sahadi and her family. You had her on the show last week, Mike. I thought it was a terrific interview. She really gets it, and she's a plus for this game. She really is.
Well, the thing about Janine is she doesn't hold back because she doesn't have to hold back.
And, exactly.
And that doesn't mean she's right all the time, but I'll say this, she's a lot more right than she is wrong.
And she has an opinion, and there's nothing wrong with having an opinion.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we just got Chris Monreal just brought in something off the ticker tape here. The California primary election is going to be official by opening day at Del Mar on July 17th.
Well, they'll keep counting till they get the results they want, Mike.
So. All right. 10 of them today at Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Where do you want to go?
We're going to swing for the fences today in the 10th and final, Mike. I like a price horse in here. Number 6, Suncoast Fallacy. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Mike Pipey barn. This horse actually had a race on the turf at Del Mar last year, second race of this horse's life. It was sneaky good, a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. Listen, the 6-5 morning line favorite, obviously camera shy, beaten favorite last two times. Let's take a shot with number 6, Suncoast Fallacy in today's 10th and final.
Sunk, S-U-N-K, cost, okay, fallacy. Cost fallacy. I don't. Milt Pulitzer.
Say that fast.
I know. I'm not going. No, not going to go there. But Milt Pulitzer, he's owner breeder. He's been in the game for a long time. I know he bred to my stallion with a number of mares. Happy for that. But I wonder how they came up with that name. 15-1 on the morning line, John.
We got to do it, Mike.
Okay, you're not backing off.
No, okay. Backing off. No.
Sunk. Cost fallacy, number 6 in race 10. Going to say it slow, and that's an admonition to Pete Aiello as well. 5:38 post time. John, let's talk about the website, jonhardwon.com. I mentioned to Bruce an additional day at Santa Anita this coming week. That should help some traffic. Thursday through Sunday, their closing week of what's called the Hollywood Meet.
Yeah, so we cover three tracks, Mike. We have Churchill, we have Saratoga, Belmont did Saratoga, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections. And three best plays is $10, full card $25.
Okay, terrific. Hey, John, always a lot of fun. Great to have you back, man. Missed you last week.
Yeah, you gave out a winner for us, so you did a good job, Mike. Keep up the good work.
And I didn't write was that at Santa Anita or back east?
It was actually at Gulfstream, and we ran second at Santa Anita with a price horse, so it's okay. We're
right.
All good.
Hey, John, on behalf of the listeners, man, thanks. Year-round thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it.
Mike.
All right, my thanks to everybody inside here again, Elliot Kams and Chris Monreal. We'll be back at you next week. Good luck. Be safe today, everybody. And I also want to give a shout-out to my youngest son, Matt, who might be driving up from San Diego. Happy birthday, bud, number 24. And he's re-enlisted in the Navy. Take care, buddy.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.